Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com.
Does your company process, transmit, or store credit card data? Have you ever been curious which SAQ you need to complete? If yes, then this episode might be for you.
Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos.
If your business model includes accepting credit card payments, you have the responsibility to validate on a periodic basis that your suite of controls remains in compliance with the PCI data security standard. If your respective payment acquirer or payment brand does not require that you submit a PCI DSS report on compliance, commonly referred to as a ROC, then you are eligible to evaluate your compliance utilizing a self-assessment questionnaire, which I'll call an SAQ. However, there are multiple versions of the PCI SAQ to meet various card processing scenarios. I have seen many companies struggle with the same challenge of which SAQ should I complete? When determining which SAQ is right for your organization, technical details do matter. For the sake of easily trying to identify which SAQ is right for your organization, I've broken down this evaluation into four questions. The first question to determine which SAQ is right for you is, are you a mail order, telephone, or e-commerce merchant that does not accept physical credit card payments? This is often referred to as a card not present transaction. And your organization has fully outsourced your payment processing to a PCI compliant service provider. If the answer is yes to this question, then you should select the SAQ A if you do not directly store, process, or transmit cardholder data. In this scenario, the transaction is passed directly to the payment processor by a website iframe or is fully redirected to the payment processor. If you accept e-commerce transactions which are outsourced, but your website delivers some elements of a payment page, then you should select the SAQ A-EP. Now, if the first question wasn't quite your organization or how your organization processes credit card transactions, then the second question to ask, does your organization process transactions only by imprint or dial-out machines or by way of approved PIN transaction security devices? If the answer is yes, and your device has an internet address, so it has an IP address, then you should select the SAQ B-IP. If the answer is yes, but your device does not have an IP address, then you should select SAQ B. Now, if your answer to question one and question two is no, that does not match your business model, then the third question to ask is, do you process transactions by way of payment application connected to the internet and you are not an e-commerce merchant? If the answer is yes, The transactions are processed by way of payment application on a point of sale terminal or a PC with an internet connection, then you should select the SAQC. If yes, also to yes to question three, is are transactions processed by way of a web browser sending to a service provider's virtual payment application, then you should select the SAQ C-VT, standing for virtual terminal. Now, if your answers to questions 1, 2, and 3 are all no, the fourth question is the catch-all. So the fourth question is, have you answered no to questions 1, 2, or 3? Or have you answered yes to a combination of any of the previous three questions? If that is the case, then you should complete the SAQ D. You would also complete an SAQ D if you are a payment processing service provider or you store any cardholder data. If you're new to PCI, this probably sounds like a mouthful and a bunch of acronyms that you probably don't totally understand. And that's okay. The most important things to know for right now is that if you process, transmit, or store credit card data, you need to complete the self-assessment questionnaire, the SAQ. Under certain circumstances, your merchant bank or merchant acquirer will reach out to you and ask you to complete a report on compliance, which I formally refer to as a ROC. There are a few scenarios where your organization might be required to complete a ROC, but the most common scenario I see is when your organization processes more than 6 million card transactions of one particular card brand. And in those cases, your organization is considered a large credit card processor, and there is additional scrutiny as to how you comply with the PCI data security standard. This is a fair amount of information for a single podcast, so I'll be sure to include all of this in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.